Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have three guests with us, Sonia Clausen, Jan Bramer, and Ellie Rutherford. And some of you have already guessed we're going to be talking about the does and an event coming up. So good morning to you, Sonia.
Good morning.
Sonia, what's happening when?
We are having a quilt show and bake sale, and we'll also be taking poinsettia orders. And it will be this Saturday, November 11th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Elks Lodge at 501 Poplar Street.
Okay, now one of the things that some people maybe don't know, you mean you look at those steps going up and you go, I can't go there. And then you go inside and there's steps going up. How do we solve that problem, Sonia?
We have an elevator.
Okay.
It will take you all the way up to the top floor where the show is being held.
And there is a back door.
Back door that you can park in the back and then come in, and you just have, just if you come in the back, it comes into the dining area. If you come in the other part, there's a set of steps that go up right to the
just
elevator.
Like three or four.
Yeah, three or four steps.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Yep.
So don't let that scare you. If you haven't been to the Elks building before and you go, I can't do that. Well, yes, you can, because they've taken care of all of that for you. So again, the date is?
November 11th.
And the time?
10 to 3.
Okay, and at the Elks, and we'll remind people again here at the end, because there's so much going on that, folks, you don't want to miss this. And so we know it's a quilt show, but there's lots of other stuff going on. So, Ellie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And what else can we do besides come look at quilts?
Well, we're going to have our annual poinsettia sales again. These poinsettias come from Knoyers. They are absolutely beautiful. A small plant has 5 to 9 blooms on it and sells for $10. A large plant is humongous. It has 9 to 12 blooms and sells for $20. They come in red, pink, white, or marble, which is a pink and a cream. And the orders must be turned in by Sunday, November 12th, and they will be delivered shortly after Thanksgiving.
So Ellie, can we see any of those? Will you have a sample there, or maybe not?
No, we don't have.
But just imagine those beautiful poinsettias and in those different colors. Ellie, do you have a favorite of those?
I like the red.
I do, too. We must be traditionalists. But I know a lot of people like those other choices, too, so it's great to have those choices. So we can order poinsettias, and what else can we do?
Then we're also having a bake sale right at the top of the stairs. We'll have a large assortment of home-baked items. And we will be selling these items from 10 o'clock until they run out. But we'll be there until 3. And then we have something else coming up. On December 12th, we will have our annual cookie walk. And this year, it's going to be down at the Armory at 201 Poplar Street.
Okay, and the date on that, I think, is December 2nd?
December 2nd.
December 2nd. And really important that people note the change on that, because we hope that'll be easier for people to get in, to park, and spread out. And if they haven't been to the Armory, good chance to see it, right?
Absolutely.
So you does are just cooking fools, let me tell you, because you have such a great assortment of baked goods. And so timely here, a lot of those could go in the freezer.
Yes, it seems like one of the popular things that people bring are the breads, the pumpkin breads and the banana nut breads, and my favorites.
Yes, and they freeze so well, so you can be prepared for the company you plan, or just walk-in company, and you can pull out some of those really good-tasting things to share with folks if you manage not to eat them before then.
Good point. Good point.
But, of course, we have two chances. We have this Saturday, the 11th, and then again on December 2nd. If you eat it all up after the 11th, you've got another chance. So one of the things, Sonia, we did not mention, is there a fee to get in?
There is no fee to come in and check out the quilts. We do take a free will offering, or we will have a free will donation jar
if people would like to put
any money in.
Yeah, very good. So, Jan, we need to, first of all, say good morning to you, Jan Bramer.
Good morning.
Jan, the does do so much work, and a lot of them are fundraisers, and of course, this is partly a fundraiser. So where does that money go?
Oh, that money goes to various charities. We have probably 20-some people that we help just to mention a few, is the Little League, the library, the fire department, Meals on Wheels, food pantry, and it just goes on and on. Our national programs that we're very proud of are the Dogs for the Deaf and Dogs for Autism. And they do such beautiful work with these dogs, and they help people so much.
Mm-hmm. What do you know about the Dogs for Autism? You know, all of a sudden with this new TV program, autism, I think, has just raised to the level of awareness. And it's been here for a long time, but I think it's bringing more attention to it. So what can you tell us about that part of the dog program?
Well, they help, like, handicapped. If the autism is handicapped also, they alert them if people are at the door, on the phone, just so many, many things.
Yeah. I'm guessing those dogs become really good friends. You know, one of the things, and I don't know a lot about autism, but one of the things that I see and hear is that lots of times people have trouble communicating with somebody else, and a pet would be a perfect.
Right. And not only that, it gives them comfort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because so many of them are in their own home or an apartment, and the dog then gives them much comfort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So good work that you all are doing. Sonia, one of the things that we need to talk about when we say this is a quilt show, but how do people participate in that? If you have a quilt, can you bring a quilt?
Yes, you may bring your quilt to
something
for
you
at 501.
I know that because mine is sitting there ready to go to Something for You. And what kind of quilts? I mean, do you want quilts or do you like wall hangings? What?
We will take any type of quilt that they would like to bring. When you bring it in, you'll have two sheets to fill out. One is permission to put the quilt in the show, and a waiver is what that's called, and the other one is a story about the quilt. So that is very interesting to a lot of people, mm-hmm. to read what the quilt is, what it means to you, what it's about.
Who made it,
all of that information is on it.
So I just, for example, I have one quilt, it's a fairly small quilt, that somebody made and gave to me. The other one, my great-grandmother made, and so I want to tell the story about that. So that one's old versus the other one is new. And that's part of the fun, I think, of looking at the quilts, is not only the patterns and the color and everyone. I'm not a quilter, but I can certainly appreciate it. All the work that goes into them.
There is a ton of work that goes into every quilt that I have seen. And so there is a deadline. You have to have your quilt down to the quilt store by November 9th.
Okay, that's coming right up here.
Which is Thursday.
Yes, very good. And Sonia, we want to mention, of course, the quilt that's being raffled off. Who made that?
I made it,
yes.
And I have donated it. It's called a Liberty Crown Quilt. It's red, white, and blue in honor of Veterans Day. And you can buy tickets at the show. Or you can contact me, and I have the tickets. They are $1 each or 6 for $5, and it's absolutely beautiful.
It is, and we want to say, when you tell people to listen to this program, we're going to have a picture of that quilt there so you can see it. Or even if you've heard this program and you want to see the quilt, just pull that up at KJN.com. Now, one other thing, and we'll come back and remind people about the quilts and what they can do on the 11th. But I want to be sure that we mention Harvest Market coming up on November 20th, because the does have a big part in this. Again, you're working hard. Two things you're doing. One is sponsoring a cupcake contest, and there's some rules for that, and you can get those online. You can get them at the extension office. Talk to a doe. They're going to have that information. And then the other thing that's new at Harvest Market this year is that you're going to be offering soup and sandwiches for people to buy before they're shopping, while they're shopping, or take them home. So,
right.
Yeah,
sounds wonderful.
It's going to be really great. That's Harvest Market at the Community Center on November 20th, 3 to 7 p.m. So, quickly, Sonia, a date, time, place again.
The Quilt Show and Bake Sale will be this Saturday, November 11th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Atlantic Elks Lodge at 501 Poplar Street.
Okay, and Ellie, in addition to Bake Sale and looking at quilts, we can...
place an order for poinsettias for Christmas.
Very good. We want to thank you all, Sonia Clausen, Jan Bramer, and Ellie Rutherford, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a little story that I thought was really cute. My granddaughter came to spend a few weeks with me, and I decided to teach her to sew. After I'd gone through a lengthy explanation of how the thread machine, she stepped back, put her hands on her hips, and said, "You mean you can do all that, but you can't play my Game Boy?"